Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you for joining me once again on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. How's everyone doing out there? Hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying learning our text on the book of James. We got through chapter 1. I know these are brief. You can get these on my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Go to the radio menu page. But also, we have two more classes. We started on the 10th. We have the 17th and the 24th. Please join us. Registration is free. These are three Monday nights, the 10th, 17th, and 24th. At the time of this airing, we will have already done the 10th of September, but you can join us for the 17th and the 24th. Loving these teachings. And we're in the book of James. Right now, we'll pick up in chapter 2. I endeavor to get to chapter 3 this week, which that will take some time because that's going to be on the tongue. Can I hear an amen? We're going to talk about our words. Does your tongue ever get you in trouble, brothers and sisters? It does. Mine does. But anyway, this also is very important in chapter 2. I just found this very interesting as I restudied James. I've taught James on several occasions. And now this has really gotten a hold of me in chapter 2 to where James calls what I'm about to read sin. I don't know. I never saw it so strongly like I do now. But he opens in chapter 2, verse 1, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." Show no partiality, brothers and sisters. That means don't play favorites. Don't show favoritism. And then he gives an example. Verse 2, "If a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing, and you say, 'You sit here in a good place,' and you say to the poor man, 'Stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves, and you've become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers," he says in verse 5, "has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Verse 6, but you've dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich ones who oppress you and the ones who are dragging you into court?" He says, you guys, as I read the commentaries, there was great division happening in this church of Jerusalem. They were showing favoritism. And they were saying when the wealthy one came in, "You sit up here." When the poor one came in, "Well, I guess you could sit back here, sit at my feet. Probably I don't even care where you sit, you know." He was saying that you've made yourself to be a judge. And that is wrong, he says. In fact, the very ones you're honoring in high esteem because of their wealth are the very ones who are taking you into court. And they're persecuting you. He says, what are you doing? He says, are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you're called? They're cutting you down as a Christian. And yet because they have some money, you're holding them in high esteem. He says, no, sir. And he's also talking about authentic faith here, brothers and sisters. This is very intentional that he's opening this chapter with a strong warning. He's saying true faith is going to show itself in the appropriating works. Authentic faith does not play favorites. You know, I've got two scriptures stirring in me as I share this. Think about this. Man, I love these. These are two of my favorites. "If not by the grace of God, there go I." And the other one that'll kick out in differences or prejudices is, "As such were some of you and me." We have no right when Christ lives in us to play prejudice or favoritism. And I never realized until today in studying that God calls it sin. I don't know. I always knew it was wrong. I knew to love my neighbor as myself, but I didn't realize how strong this, it says it's sin. Don't show favoritism. Well, anyway, I'm going to go into this more tomorrow, and then I'll get into the tongue. So go to my website to upload, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. God bless.